Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before starting the general statement, I would like to make a brief statement on yesterday's tragic crash. Iran mourns the loss of President Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian, who tragically passed away in a helicopter crash on 19 May 2024. The loss of our leader, a figure who embodied the hopes and aspirations of many, was a profound blow. Yet, amidst the grief and shock, the Iranian people demonstrated the unwavering resilience and perseverance. They rallied around their nation, united in their determination to overcome this devastating loss. President Raisi's commitment to social justice and economic development, particularly for the marginalized, earned him respect and admiration from many. May their soul find eternal peace, and may their memory be forever etched in the records of our history, inshallah. Now, I begin my general statement. My delegation thanks the chair of Working Group for on the effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action for the report. Iran attaches a great importance to follow-up and implementation of the DDPA. Unfortunately, political pressures have impeded this working group's ability to fulfill its mandate and accomplish its objective over the last two decades. Nonetheless, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not go back on supporting and offering assistance in order to fulfill its objectives. The Islamic Republic of Iran recalls paragraph 15 of the DDPA, which links apartheid and genocide and states that they, I quote, in terms of general international law, constitutes crimes against humanity and are major sources and manifestations of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerances, end of quote. Iran also recalls the UNGA Resolution 3379, which was adopted on 10 November 1975, and I quote, determines that Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination, end of quote. It should be noted that the International Law Commission has identified the prohibition of racial discrimination and apartheid as a preemptive norms of general international law use against.